Let me set the scene. I'm on an air mattress in an empty bedroom with two pillows and a single blanket. Construction going on outside, working with the power lines, making the power not on, and none of my belongings have arrived yet. I moved across the country and I feel like a big old scatterbrain. That's where we're at. Happy Monday, everyone. I ended up spending all yesterday in the woods, which was so fun, but did not record a podcast, but I think it was good for my soul. My social life, thriving. The food I'm eating, incredible. My work life, struggling. My sleep, non-existent. My body, in incredible pain. I've never woken up so consistently with back pain. Yeah, that's where I'm at. So the highs are high and the lows aren't that low, but they're not fun. That's where I'm at. To anyone that struggles with chronic pain, my heart truly goes out to you because I haven't been sleeping well. And I just like yesterday on my little frolic moment with my friend, my hip felt like it was out of place. My knee was hurting. My back was hurting. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, thank God this isn't typical. But as someone who uses running to, I don't know, pass the time, run away from problems, whatever, not being able to run kind of sucks. I'm in a slightly cranky mood, which is off for my usual equilibrium. I feel like I typically settle on like the slightly more optimistic, slightly happier side of life. But I'm feeling a little bit negative today, a little bit of a negative Nelly, if we want to go with that term. I'm feeling a bit cranky. I woke up feeling frazzled. I had nightmares last night. God, I guess I need a vent session. So who knows how much advice is going to be shed during this episode. I just feel like a bit of a bitch right now. Even though I've had an incredible week, I just think that lack of sleep will really do it to you. But yeah, I woke up this morning feeling cranky, and my gorgeous, lovely, superb bestie of a roommate, Tyra, was making a sandwich, and she made me one, and I was having a quiet mental breakdown while eating the sandwich, and the sandwich was the only thing holding me together. So I'd like to publicly thank Tyra Booker for the caprese sandwich on fresh country bread with lovely fresh basil, tomatoes, mozzarella, olive oil, balsamic, salt, and pepper. And pesto. It really did the trick. I'm feeling slightly better, but the fact that the power's not on is slightly concerning. I would love to, I don't know. I don't really need to turn on the light. Is the water running? I don't know. I haven't used the bathroom yet. I would like to take a shower. I hope I can. And the construction, I'll say, is relatively quiet. You can't hear it, and my room faces it, so if you could hear it, I would be able to. So that's kind of nice. How's everyone else's week going? I feel like my life flipped upside down a little bit, and in a way that I'm making one of my dreams come true, but I'm in transit, and until my belongings arrive, see, here's the difference. Here's the difference. For those of you who have been listening, I went out to California in the end of February and was there all of March. When I was staying there, I was in my friend's bedroom. I had access to my friend's car. Her bedroom was furnished. The living room was furnished. Whereas now I'm here and I don't have a car and my bedroom is not furnished and our apartment is not furnished. And I don't want to go out and buy things because I know my belongings are on the way. So, for example, I'm not someone who's a super clean person, but I did come from incredibly clean parents, so my idea of messy is probably a lot of people's ideas of normal. So not having a vacuum for a week, I'm just like, the floors need to be vacuumed and swept and mopped. I mean, they just need to be cleaned. And I want a toaster. I want a pillow. I want a pillow. I want a hanger to hang my clothes. I want some sort of surface and a chair. Like, I'm so sick of working from a couch or bed. It's a luxury sometimes. Every once in a while, like, work in bed, work from the couch. But I'm so sick of writing on my knees. I want to write on a flat surface. Thank you for letting me complain. I don't know if it helps or if it just, like, puts me on a roll, and then I could complain more and more and more. I'm just tired. So those are the lows. Let's talk about the highs. Had a game night at my house last night. That was cute. We all sat around the coffee table and we played Imposter and we played Scattergories, and it was cute. There were like snacks and wine. That was sweet. TBH got way too high and was like very upset with myself because I'm quite competitive with games, and I was too stoned to be competitive, and I just wasn't being my creative self with Scattergories, and I was like, fuck, I can't compete. What's the point? I want to go to bed. But then I would think about my bed and I'm like, I don't want to go there. So I just laid in Tyra's bed with her watching shows until I got tired enough to go back to my bed. Let's see. Okay, we're going to talk about highs. Is this just the rant wine episode? Let me whine. If you're in a negative headspace, girl, let me sink to your level. Let me get there, because I feel like I am well on my way. Other highs. Game night was cute. And also, I frolicked in the woods all yesterday. It was really fun. We went to Griffith, and I can't tell you more than that. We went on a path, and then we kind of went off the path for a little while, and then we found ourselves sort of on this road for a bit. I was with my friend Rachel, and it was really fun. It was really fun just, like, being in a little dress, like, exploring, getting dirty, like, getting stains on your dress and getting prickers in your sock. It just felt like youth, and I miss that. And yesterday was a refresher that can be a part of my life if I so choose to. So it's making me want to go. I'm resituating, so if you hear sounds, that's the air mattress. It's making me want to go camping and spend more time outdoors, which was one of my goals out here. I just really do enjoy the outdoors, and when I'm out there, I feel a lot more alive than when I'm indoors. I'm not an indoor cat. I need like one indoor day a week, maybe two, and 5 or 6 days where the majority of my day is outside. I think that's when I'm my happiest. On Saturday, I went to a flea market and I looked for home decor pieces. I also went furniture shopping. We found a lot of gorgeous furniture pieces that were so far out of my budget. These absolutely stunning vintage credenzas and living room setups, but some of the things I wanted were like $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and I don't know how long I'm gonna be here. I also am slightly reckless. I don't think I deserve to own that expensive of furniture at this point in my life. Maybe ever. Maybe one day, who knows, but certainly not now. I will stick to the flea markets and various online scouring. I did buy a couch that's gonna go on our deck. It's this big, very comfortable looking L couch, and it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. I also got a big rug for the living room, and I'm so excited to sit on the floor because I absolutely love sitting on the floor. And my routine right now in the morning is to wake up and open the doors to the deck and just keep them open. And I have been putting yoga mats on the deck to sit on, but having an actual couch with a table is going to be so nice to have coffee or tea in the morning, just sit out and lay. I love it. So that'll be arriving tomorrow, and my belongings are arriving tomorrow. I've made it to the tail end. This is the last stretch of the road, and I will be good by this week. I did get the hot girl flu on Friday. It was pretty nasty. Oh, I went on a date. I'll talk about that too. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. And I ended up leaving with a nice gift of Windex, but I digress. Going back a little bit, I got the hot girl flu on Friday, and I was convinced it was COVID because I had all the symptoms. I've had COVID before. I had body aches. I had chills, really bad chills and really bad body aches. But the COVID test came up negative. My roommate got tested. Ella was negative, and our friend downstairs, who also felt sick, came up negative for COVID. So we had something else. And what's interesting is that one of my other friends out here was also sick, and she was supposed to go out of town this weekend, and she didn't because she was so sick. She had to like miss work and her little trip. And same thing, her COVID tests were negative. So either we're getting a new strain, which in that case, I'm so sorry to everyone I encountered this weekend, or it was just like something else. I always forget, like Tyra and I were joking about this, that you can still just get a common cold, you can get the flu, you can get a bug. Because the idea right now in this point in history, it feels like, oh, if you're sick, you have COVID. And if it says COVID negative, you just like need to keep testing until it says positive. It's like it's COVID or nothing. But I woke up Saturday feeling totally better. And then Sunday, I also felt fine. I feel fine now. So it was just a strange 24-hour long moment, but I was so exhausted. I think it's just a combination truly of moving and like lifting heavy things and not sleeping and lots of emotional, physical, psychological changes. And maybe my body just was exhausted and it gave me chills and some immunity issues just to let me know, hey, you're doing too much. Please stop. Please stop. And then this week, I mean, it's just been fun. We've had this revolving door, people just coming in and hanging out. And I just love waking up and having as much sunlight come in as possible. Yeah, and then as for my date, I was supposed to go on this date with this guy on Thursday, but then he lives in Malibu, so I don't know. We just kind of were like, nah, maybe not. This is like, it's not that far, but for a first date, I don't know. I don't have a car, and he wanted to meet up over the weekend, and I didn't want to meet up on the weekend, so I was being difficult. But ironically, he was like, let's get ice cream on Sunday, and our original plan was get ice cream on Thursday, and I was like, I'd prefer Thursday, and we didn't end up going out, because in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna be busy on Sunday, I don't want to just, like, go and get ice cream with a random man on Sunday, but I ended up getting ice cream anyway on Sunday with a friend, so whatever. But I went on a date on Saturday with this guy who lives in my neighborhood, and we got drinks, some margs, and then we ran a couple errands. It was fun. I had a good time. And then I found out that he has gone on a date with Tyra before. He went out with my roommate, my friend, 4 years ago. And I was just like, this world is way too small. This world is way too small. Come on. Like, the first guy I go on a date with since moving here, my friend in New York has been out with him in New York, and both of them have since moved to LA. Like, come on, the LA to New York and New York to LA pipeline. We're just like a bunch of inbreeders, it feels like. I was like, come on, I thought you were gonna be random. Let's see, do I have anything to add about the date? Other than I got Windex because he was going to his friend's birthday party afterward, and he's like, I have to get mixers. Do you wanna come with me? And I was like, yeah, obviously, I love it. Little adventure. There's something about just like an adventure to me, no matter how big or small, that I love nothing more. I mean, truly, I would go to a DMV with a friend. I would, and I would make it fun. It's one of my specialties in this life. It's this natural gift I've been given to make the mundane fun and make the fun also fun. But anyway, we go to get mixers, and then he also needs to get something at Target. And he's like, do you need anything at Target? I was like, yeah, I do need Windex. And is the bar that low? He bought me Windex. He bought me drinks and Windex. So maybe we'll go out again. I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to going out with him again. But I'm just excited to have ignited my dating entrance in the world of Los Angeles. So that's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen, girls, gays, and theys, which I feel like needs to replace ladies and gentlemen. That's a little life update on me. Little complain sesh. Let me look through my camera roll to see if there's anything else that is revolutionary or thrilling that I'm missing. Oh, this is off topic, but today I just posted a contest on my Instagram story, and this is one of the coolest things I've ever heard about. They have no idea that I'm talking about this on my podcast whatsoever, but I don't promote giveaways or contests very often, but this one, I would die if one of you guys won. I would love it. It's this remote working contest, so you can get your flights paid for to go wherever you want, and they'll put you in a furnished apartment, give you credits to communal remote working spaces, and give you gift cards for household goods and food. And it's on my Instagram story right now. So if you happen to be listening on Monday or Tuesday morning, go to my Instagram story and enter the contest. If you've been like sick of your 9-to-5, if you want to switch up your remote working routine, they're giving you a chance to do it from somewhere way more exciting than where you are right now, if you're sick and tired of where you are right now, and it just seems amazing. So did that. Okay, I tried on a red wig at the flea market. Oh, I went to a cocktail party and I went to Jones for the first time. That was fun. I also did a little DIY operation on Tyra's biker jacket because she thrifted a real biker jacket and she wants to wear it for fashion purposes. So I deconstructed it and took out all of the safety protection pieces within it that she doesn't really need. FaceTime my friends, had a little day of homesickness. After too many days on the air mattress, I was waking up just having bad dreams, feeling bummed out. But you know what? It's something that I will not get sick of. Having my own bathroom and my own shower. I love it. Also, I thought this would be a downside, but I'm someone who loves a bath and my bathroom is just a standing shower, but it's such a glamorous, chic, well-made standing shower that it feels more adult. Like the fact that I have a standalone shower that doesn't double as a tub somehow feels richer to me and I love it. Oh wow, my mirror on my bathroom I'm staring at is dirty. You know what? I now have Windex to clean it. Fantastic. Okay, let's get into your questions and see what you guys are asking. I've asked on Instagram as I typically do, but I've also created a Geneva where I will ask on there as well from now on and in the future because you can go into more detail there. So on Instagram, when you're using the question feature, you might only be able to say, what's your favorite color? Whereas you can really write a paragraph if you so please on Geneva. So I will put the link to Geneva in the show notes and my Instagram handle is @Lexi, the same as this podcast. So let's check out what you guys asked. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Are you a regular flosser? Maybe you're an aspiring flosser? Maybe you're trying to get folks in your life, like kids or your friends who act like kids, to actually floss? Because flossing is good for our oral health. And Coco Floss delivers superior textured floss, specially designed to scrub away plaque. Coco Floss was founded by two sisters, a dentist and an artist, on a mission to make flossing fun, motivating, and rewarding for everyone. Coco Floss is like a loofah for your teeth. It's a woven floss made up of more than 500 textured interwoven filaments. It actually snatches plaque and debris between your teeth and gums. Typical floss glides over plaque. Coco Floss captures it. Coco Floss is scented to make flossing fun, so they have scents like strawberry, cara-cara orange, fresh coconut, and delicious mint. There's limited edition scents like vanilla bean, dark chocolate, passion fruit, and sweet pineapple. It's free of parabens, SLS, PFAS, and each spool is made from recycled water bottles. Go to cocofloss.me/Lexi to get 20% off site-wide and free shipping. There's a four-piece set where you can try out four different fragrances. That's cocofloss.me, cocofloss.me/Lexie. And the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. It's all lowercase, and all orders over $20 will ship for free in the U.S.
Delta-8 THC is the new cannabinoid that is sweeping the hemp and health and wellness market. CBDX.com sells Delta-8 products which feel just like cannabis. This is legal per the 2018 Farm Bill that Congress passed. There are vape products, actual flower, gummies, even concentrates, and they ship to up to 39 states. Use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, for 20% off your first order. Order ship within 24 hours. That is CBDX.com and use code Lexi for 20% off. Do not drive or operate machinery when using these products. Please be responsible.
Starting with Instagram, a girl named Allie, hey Allie, asked, have I listened to Harry's House? I have, and I love it. I love him. Rachel Valley asked if I'm a hopeless romantic. Yeah, I love a romance story and I would love to find someone who's a perfect fit for me. And I think that's what drives me to have maintained being single for so long, because I am a hopeless romantic and I care more about the romance and the love in a relationship more than I do just about simple companionship. So absolutely, absolutely. Art by Ollie Way asked how to ignore the pressure of coupling up when all your friends are dating and engaged. Find single friends. I personally am 26 and I have very few friends, definitely little to no close friends. I can think of one that is engaged. And then in terms of dating, I still have a lot of single friends. And I think when you're only hanging out with couples, you feel like that's the next step because everyone in your tiny microcosm is in that space. But in a space like mine, where most everyone is single, I feel absolutely no pressure. So I would try to engage more with, no pun intended, with single people. Fine BDE asked, what do you miss most about New York City? I miss my friends. I definitely do not miss the subway. Someone was shot on the Q train yesterday. What the hell? That was my final straw, to be honest, because I lived in Brooklyn, and traveling from Crown Heights to the Upper East Side, where some of my friends lived, you would take the subway. I mean, it would cost me a small fortune to be taking cars up there, and for the subway to be the main form of accessible transportation and to have that feel so incredibly unsafe, I couldn't do it. I do not miss it. But you asked what I do miss, and I miss my loved ones. Pison9 asked how to get away from hustle culture. Well, kiddo, come join me because this is my year of rest and relaxation. This is my year of chilling. This is my year of taking it slow. This is my year of not running the rat race. So join the club. I'm right here for you. Sophie Hansen 1 asked, do you still want to pursue a career in graphic design or something related to that? I did before 2020. And then after the pandemic, I realized how much I love communication. And you can communicate through graphics, but I really do enjoy communicating through words. I love being a speaker. I love this podcast. And I hope to have a book published by my 40s. So I do not see me pursuing a career in graphic design anymore. Caroline Itzkoff asked for advice for not being scared of relationship. I was scared of relationship for a little while because there's a lot of reason to be scared, and I don't even want to take the chance of guessing why you're scared, because it could be the same as mine. It could be very different. But I think there's an opportunity to see if that signal is based in truth, if it's a valid fear, if you're not ready for a relationship, or if you were protecting yourself from something that you weren't ready for, and you're just so far in the habit of protecting yourself that you didn't realize that you no longer need to. For example, I need to resituate because my feet are falling asleep. For example, after my mom passed, everything was so heavy. I was not able to catch jokes, catch sarcasm. Things would fly over my head because I was so focused on the heavy truths that were hitting me, that little jokes and stuff, I couldn't use up any energy for them. But as time has gone on, I've been like, you're okay. You no longer need to be scared. You can stop clenching your entire body. You can stop tensing up because there's actually a beautiful world out there that you can enjoy and be a part of. And I think that there's a lot of parallels to that, to relationships where post breakup, you're like, I can't do that again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, your body's just protecting your heart. You're like, I cannot be in a relationship. No. But then it just becomes habit. And then you're like, I'm fine. Like, I'm actually very strong and very capable of being in a relationship right now. So even though I'm protecting myself, I'm using up that energy when it doesn't need to be used. I'm protecting myself for something that I don't need protection for right now. So take a look at your situation and yourself and where you're at and decide if you were scared and you're just still in that headspace because you've been there and you can actually leave it, or if you're avoiding it for a reason. But relationships, as long as you have your head screwed on right, they can be such a beautiful, fun thing. Caroline Itzkoff also asked, how do I like LA? I'm really liking LA. I am finding my groove, and I think once I'm a little bit more settled and I have a bit of a routine, I will have a better answer for you. But I'm like very proud of myself and glad that I made this decision. B. Gorge asked if sleeping too much is a problem. I love when people ask me stuff like as if I'm some sort of expert. Like, I'm just gonna give intuitive responses. What I would say as someone who does love to sleep, I go through ebbs and flows where sometimes I'm sleeping too little. So when I start sleeping too much, I just think to myself, I'm probably catching up for times that I didn't sleep very much. But I also, as someone who has dealt with depression in the past, would definitely try to sleep through my problems, you know? The going gets rough and I go to sleep. Times get stressful, it's time for a nap, you know? So figure that out. But also you might just be bored. Like you might be a little bored in life and feel a little stuck because sleeping does buy up time. And when you're having fun, you're not going to want to be like sleeping in. Like you want to be awake for the world. Once again, there's a lot of angles to look at this. And I think you just got to see which one you align with. Babalina Zul, as for my current favorites. Well, I am absolutely loving this Ilia makeup product. It's like SPF 40 and it's a little dropper. And I'm honestly loving a lot of Ilia products because Tyra works for Ilia and I'm trying so many of them out. It's like this skin tint, I would say, and it's somewhere between a foundation and a sunscreen and a tinted moisturizer, and it's all I need because I don't have texture issues on my skin. I have discoloration and it just makes my skin look fantastic. I also love the Ilia chap or lipstick. I'm not sure which one it is, but the consistency, the formula, I really enjoy. Also, I'm loving my Invisalign. I'm wearing rubber bands these days, which is not so sexy, but they're really doing the job and my teeth are looking so good. I'm also loving the Fresh Beauty cleanser, their soy cleanser. My skin's doing really well right now, which is something that I was hesitant of when coming here. I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have really bad skin again, because when I lived here last time, I had really bad skin. I had a ton of various things going on. I had dry spots, I had oily spots, I had acne, I had scars, I had discoloration, I had texture. There was just a lot going on. And right now my skin's like, dare I say, perfect at the moment. Like it's doing really well right now. And I also really enjoy, trying to think of what other skincare products. It's really just the consistency I feel helps me the most. Like when I'm doing skincare, I'm taking off my makeup, washing my face, applying moisturizer, and maybe like a serum or some sort of like in-between product before moisturizer, and I do that every night. But back to makeup, the Giorgio Armani primer, I love it. It's like a little shimmery. It gives me a glow. I put that on my face, and then I put the Ilia skin drops on top, and my skin looks incredible. And then I'm also loving the Ilia Limitless Mascara, because I've been a Say Beauty mascara fan for years at this point, and I've recently been using the Limitless Mascara from Ilia, and I love it. And other favorites are sunglasses. I've been really into sunglasses, and I don't want to say hats, because not all hats, but I've been wearing a lot of accessories lately. So those are some of my current favorites. Rue Zilches asked how to deal with procrastination. This is gonna sound so stupid and like so on the nose, but just start. Procrastination is resistance, and I've had to work through it for years, but now I don't think of myself as too much of a procrastinator. I don't really identify with it anymore. But for example, like this podcast, we'll say I didn't do it on Sunday. And I knew I wasn't going to do it on Sunday. So old me would be like, you have to do it. You have to do it. Oh, I'm just going to go to the woods with a friend and then I'll do it. And then I'll do it. Whereas I didn't do that yesterday. I said to myself, okay, you have plans. You're going to the woods. You'll just do it on Monday. And so what did I do? I woke up this morning. I had my sandwich. I had my coffee. I posted my Instagram story contest. And then I came into my room and I recorded it. Like you just got to, you beat procrastination. How do I say it in a way that it's going to be heard the way that I mean it? Because the words are the same, but the intention's different. Let me think about this for a second. Action leads to motivation. Let's say you need to clean the house and you're procrastinating it. Say like, I'm just going to put my dish in the dishwasher. And then oftentimes when I put my one dish in the dishwasher, I'm like, well, I can put the other six dishes that are in the sink in the dishwasher. And then if I say like, oh, I'll just wipe the counter, then I end up wiping the coffee table and I wipe the mirror. And so it just gets done. Another trick that I use on myself is the timer trick. You can set a timer for 20 minutes. If that even seems too long, set a timer for 15, 10, 5 minutes, whatever it is. And just be like, I'm going to do something for 5 minutes, because your ego wants you to believe that you can do something. Like, when you give yourself a challenge, you're like, well, fuck yeah, I can do that. Of course I can work in 5 minutes. And then all it takes is getting in the groove and then you do it. So those are some of my tips. If I had maybe thought about it a little bit longer, I would have reworded my answer, but I hope that at least one of you out there listening, wherever you may be in the world, understood what I'm saying. Which, by the way, I would love to hear where you are listening from. Are you in America? Are you international? Is it day? Is it night? Is it afternoon? Is it morning? Are you in the car? Are you on a walk? Are you with a pet? You know, I would love to know. I always love when you guys post on your Instagram stories, wherever you're listening, wherever you're listening to the podcast from. So would love to see that. Also, if you like the podcast, definitely go on the podcast app and give me a rating or review. Alessa asked if I missed training with Jane. Jane K. Simmons was my personal trainer back in New York, and she was 100 out of 10. She was the best of the best of the best. Not only do I miss training with her, I miss her as a friend. I miss seeing her throughout my week. Sydney Houlihan asked for any summer style tips, inspo, anything. I've been into like kind of childish things. Like when I went outside yesterday, like in my little frolic moment in the woods, I was wearing this short little sundress and I was wearing it with sneakers and jewelry, and it was just really cute. I felt like a little girl. Don't be a pervert. Just like, I felt very youthful. Also, I'm loving flip-flops. I'm loving sporty elements to things. I think sporty chic is definitely going to be a good summer inspo for the fact that you can look cute, but it's also functional. And I'm not thinking athleisure. I'm talking about, I guess it's athleisure, but I'm not thinking like sports bras, Lululemon leggings. I'm thinking like gigantic polo, mini skirt, ankle socks, sneakers, maybe like a mid-calf. I got these Adidas looking Crocs. Just follow me on Instagram and you'll see. I definitely post a lot of my outfits or my friends' outfits, and yeah, so check it out there. Sydney Houlihan also asked, what's my go-to breakfast? Has it changed since moving? It's changed since moving because I haven't bought chia seeds yet, so I'm not making chia seed pudding, but I am making oatmeal. And you know what I'm adding to it? Coconut butter. Coconut butter is so good. I am a peanut butter fanatic. I absolutely love peanut butter. I think peanut butter is one of the most perfect foods that exists out here. If George Washington Carver didn't exist, I believe somewhere in my soul we would know something is off. If I lived in a parallel universe where peanut butter wasn't there, I truly believe deep in my core that I would know that I was missing something. And then I was put on to coconut butter, which is sort of like peanut butter but with coconuts. And also, if you buy it per my recommendation and it's a little chunky, like it's kind of crumbly, put it in the microwave, the whole glass jar, for like 10-15 seconds, give it a stir. I would even put it in the microwave the first time you open it, give it a stir so you can get like the oil and the butter more mixed together. And I top it like melted peanut butter on my oatmeal. I add goji berries. I'm really enjoying goji berries right now. Couple walnuts, a little bit of peanut butter as well. Yeah, really enjoying that. Someone named Soft and Stinky asked for my favorite strains. Well, let me tell you, I went to the dispensary and I got this one called Animal Snacks, and all it does is make me want to eat, and I hate it because I'm someone who loves food and I love the taste of food. So when I get high, I actually don't enjoy eating, because what I feel like it does is it makes me prefer the sensation of eating over the taste of the food, and then I just end up munching on everything because I just like the actual act of munching and chewing as opposed to tasting. So it's not that. I don't actually know my favorite strains, but I would probably say a nice hybrid is something that I would be comfortable with. I like something that I can smoke in the daytime. I much prefer smoking on like a weekend morning, smoking for like a nice walk outside. Fia Mara asked for my thoughts on dating younger guys. Interesting question. I have had crushes on younger guys, and I always have this little twinge of embarrassment, and I'm not exactly sure why. I'm like, oh, they're like a couple years younger, like I shouldn't do that, but like why I don't know. So I really think there's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed with, because I have to have a talk with myself sometimes if I ever think a younger guy is cute. I think there's nothing wrong with it, especially if it's like not that far of an age gap. So let's break the stigma that I don't think there's that big of a stigma, but like a small one. Let's break the tiny stigma. Let's make moves. Banana Maja Smoothie asked how to be a good friend. Okay, I'm going to take a quick tangent, because one of the most frequent questions I think not just myself, but a lot of internet content creators get is how to make friends as an adult. And I really feel like the way to make good friends is to be a good friend. So how to be a good friend? It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not about doing anything extravagant. Simply be thoughtful and listen. Listening is a dying art that is an essential skill that we absolutely need to get back. Listen, listen, listen. I think you guys are probably good listeners because you're listening to a podcast, but listen to your friends, and they will probably tell you without even realizing how they need you to be a good friend to them. Okay, at this point, I think we're going to switch over to Geneva and see what's going on over there, because we've had a lot of quick questions. This one's from Nana. She asked how to establish healthy limits in the various areas of your life. Recently, I've realized there's no balance in my life areas. Sometimes I give too much to myself in school and I leave my health and my well-being behind. Sometimes I prioritize my professional and academic life over my loved ones. Have you found balance between your life areas? Do you have any tips on how to practice this balance? Love you and I love the pod. Hope you're okay. Aww. I have answered this question before and my answer will stay the same. Sometimes it's difficult to maintain balance within a single day or even within a single week. So if you can try to maintain balance within your month, within your seasons, within your year, I think that's a good place to start. There's no reason that you need to feel like every single hour day of your life needs to be balanced. It's hard when we feel out of whack, but I think visually, it's also nice to get a piece of paper out and figure out what your priorities are and see if maybe you're overspending in some areas in a way that is not even productive for you. You know, like you're spending too much time at school, or like you're at school and you realize that you actually have a 30-minute break that you normally use to be on TikTok when you could actually just call your mom up and say hi and see how she's doing. So finding little pockets where you can spend your time, like maybe same thing, you're used to like pausing, and we'll just stay with the example, sitting in the library watching TikTok when you realize your health hasn't been taken care of, when you could actually go on a nice little afternoon stroll, maybe get yourself a smoothie or a soup or something. So evaluating how you're spending your time and then see if you can rearrange that spending, but don't be too hard on yourself. You're doing the best you can. Similar question from Anika Sophie. Same thing, how to manage work-life balance. Hi, Lexi. As weather is getting warmer, I'm finding it more and more difficult to stay inside and get work done. All I want to do is go out and read in the park. Any tips? Love the pod and love your vlogs. Thank you. Also, I posted on YouTube. Definitely go watch the vlog. Feel you. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's summer and I'm in California, where I'm pretty sure it's going to be summer forever and always. And I feel you. My work life is struggling right now. I'm not in a routine that I normally was, like I was in New York, where I felt very motivated and very diligent. Whereas now I'm spending a lot more of my time socializing and spending time outside and enjoying the good weather. I'm gonna go on a limb and say this is not a bad thing, especially if you live in a place with seasons. Summer is a really special, beautiful time. And everyone's kind of getting the summer bug. Everyone wants to be soaking up the sun and being in the warmth. So it's not a you problem. It's a very collective response to nice, warm weather. We're humans. We like to be in comfort. We like to feel the sun. We like to be warm. So maybe if this is possible, if you can rearrange your work hours at all, for example, editing. I don't need to be in the sun or even in daytime to edit. So I've been switching that more to an evening, nighttime task, where as if I'm recording a video, I want sunlight for that. So that's essential, but editing is not essential. If you can move any of those sort of tasks to the evening, then you can spend a little bit more time outside in the sun, enjoying yourself. Or even if you can take your meetings outside, if you can take your calls on a walk, try to incorporate the nice weather and the warmth into your routine. Ella Chung asks how to get out of a slump. Hi, Lexi. How did you get out of a slump? What are some reset routines you have to start a new week or month? I always reset by opening my journal, getting a piece of paper out, and writing everything I care about down, anything that's stressing me out down, anything I want to do down. And then I write down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I plan out my week. That is always what I do. Sophie Unglass asked for my favorite way to let loose. After a long week, long day, what's your favorite way to let loose and have fun? I love to go out. I love to leave the house. I love to get a nice meal, like a meal that includes a drink, an appetizer, an entree, maybe a dessert. I love to hang out. I love to socialize. I love to be outside. I love a nice drive. Yeah, I like to do something kind of active, I would say. Angelica asked, niche, but what is it like for you to start having fun again after your mom is passing? I feel guilty when I have a good time and I just wonder if that ever goes away. I think that's a mindset shift because your mom loves you so much and she would want you to be happy. I don't think a mother would ever wish upon their child for them to live a life of guilt and misery after they leave the earth. I just know that she's happy when I'm happy, especially here on earth. I know that to be a truth, and I can't imagine that being anything different now that she's crossed. I know that when I'm out with a friend and I'm having a good time, that she loves that. She loves to see that. She wants me to thrive. She wants me to have the best life that I possibly can. And her passing is not what she wants me to spend my life dwelling over. Camilla Aquino, not a question, but I think Lexi would be great for a Nike Run Club guided run. Oh my God, you have a great soothing voice and are inspiring. At Lexi, hit Nike up again. I love running now and you motivated me to do it. Okay, first of all, thank you so much because I, not to toot my own horn, but also thought that I would be good for a guided run on the Nike Run Club. For those of you that don't know the Nike Run Club, it's this app that Nike has. It's free and they have guided runs on it. And that is how I learned to run. That's how I relearned to run, shall I say. And it gets me going. I love it. I can run so far easily with these guided runs. And I've thought to myself, how fun would it be to collab with Nike? Because I've already worked with them in the past. Oh my God, wait, there's two comments. Caroline Jim said, I totally agree with you. I would love a guided run with Lexi's voice. I started to fall in love with running again. I stopped for 3 years and I'm slowly easing into it again. Oh my God, guys. I love hearing that you run on the Geneva app. I have a physical activity room under hobbies and interests. And seeing how many of you have done the guided runs and realized that you can actually run, it brings me joy that nothing has in a while. Like back in the day when I would make beauty videos on YouTube and fashion videos, the joy that I would get when I would give someone a style tip or a beauty tip, that's the new high that I'm getting from when someone tells me that they went on a guided run. Like there is no higher compliment that I can get right now than someone saying, I use the guided run and I actually am really enjoying running. I love it. I love it. Oh, wow. Okay, you know what I'm gonna say? Is that I was so grumpy when I started this podcast and I'm feeling so happy and smiley by the end of it. And why not end this on a high note? I love you all so much. Thank you for listening. Next week, hopefully I will have furniture, which won't mean anything for the podcast, but me as a person will be in higher morale. And I think we all benefit from that. So sending my love. Love to talk to you guys in the meantime. Geneva will be in the show notes and talk to you soon. XOXO, Lexi.
Hey guys, I'm Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
We were just internet strangers who moved across the country to become roommates.
And now we host the F Word podcast.
Right here on Podcast One.
Our podcast is Fitness Uncensored.
Listen in every Friday for all things fitness, health, and lifestyle.
Think of it like FaceTiming your two best friends.
While also learning how to become your strongest, most confident self.
Join the community by tuning in and following us on Instagram.
At @FWord_podcast.
Listen and follow the F Word podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See you on Friday.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.